time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order for however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio. There are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be here when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Thank you for joining us. There's so many articles on herbs and articles that come out every week on a different herb or a different vitamin or frankincense again or garlic or coffee. This first one I want to talk about is something that's happening a lot, and that is the autoimmune diseases becoming more and more in this country. It's almost epidemic what's happening in this country with autoimmune diseases. Dr. Peter Osborne came out with a report. He's a pretty big doctor that's testing on autoimmune diseases and finding out what the causes of those are. At least about 50 million Americans have some form of autoimmune disease. And individuals may even live with one or more, things like irritable bowel syndrome or psoriasis, eczema, rheumatoid arthritis, eczema, lupus is another one, scleroderma, sarcoidosis, all of these different kinds of diseases that are all considered autoimmune diseases. Now, one of the things that in naturopathy, we look at autoimmune disease quite a bit differently. Autoimmune disease means that your body is broken, it's attacking itself for no reason, we don't know why. In naturopathy, we think that's kind of a junk science. What we believe is that the body is so intelligent that white blood cells will attack tissue that is compromised. And nowadays, there's so much compromising to healthy tissues, whether it's L-form bacteria or mycoplasma bacteria, or it's a genetically modified organism, or pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides. There's a link between all of these and your autoimmune diseases. One of the biggest links that Dr. Osborne reports is there's a link between the GMO-laden processed foods and the increased number of autoimmune disease. And he warns that diet with GMO foods, and another one, especially those that are sensitive to gluten, is one of the leading causes of more than 90 different autoimmune diseases. Genetically modified organisms or genetically modified foods, especially corn and soybean and sugar beets, high fructose corn syrup, these happen to be foods now that are everywhere in the American diet. And these are foods that have been genetically modified to contain the pesticide directly inside the food. So when you eat that food, it's as if you're eating the pesticide. So not only are they able to spray more pesticides on the food because the food itself is part of that chemical makeup, what they do is that when the little bug eats the food with pesticides, their stomachs explode and they die. But now, even eating the food itself without being sprayed with pesticides, because the pesticide is in the food, then that's what happens in the humans. Their stomachs, their mucous membranes that line from their stomachs all the way through their intestinal tract, small and large intestine, they're getting all of these different diseases because of malabsorption, leaky gut. They're not absorbing and utilizing the vitamins and minerals from food. And we're talking diseases like diabetes and hypothyroid and lupus and multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis and ulcerative colitis. Again, a lot of conventionally trained physicians says there is no cure for autoimmune diseases, so they're going to give you immune-suppressing drugs that only increase your risk of systemic infections. So if you have any of these autoimmune diseases, take note that gluten itself can harm the intestinal tract and even promote these autoimmune diseases. Gluten is a group of proteins that are found in grains, barley, rye, but mainly wheat. Dr. Osborne noted that other foods and non-food sources might also contain gluten, and also the use of GMOs in food has caused gluten content to double in recent years. And in fact, he says that at least 40% of the population now reacts poorly to the protein gluten, proving that human DNA can't always adjust to the numerous changes in the food quality and content that we have. Gluten, in essence, increases a protein called zonulin, and it's produced in the small intestine. Zonulin breaks down proteins in the gut that help to keep the gut lining intact, and that means the thickness of the mucous membrane and how the little cilia work in the gut and how you absorb nutrients. So what can happen, this zonulin, however, creates gaps where undigested food and proteins can enter the bloodstream and trigger an immune response. This is sometimes you'll hear of as leaky gut syndrome. The leaky gut, which allows these large proteins to be absorbed directly into the bloodstream, directly through the intestinal wall, which is large spaces, and these foods can actually be absorbed. And now you have these proteins floating directly in your bloodstream, and your white blood cells react to it. So one of the things is to really help natural remedies to heal this is to follow a gluten-free diet for at least a good while. Now, one of the things that we add for people still eating those glutens, a higher fiber diet. And that means you can take even a powdered fiber like psyllium hulls, and also mix that with diatomaceous earth, and also to increase your probiotics. And that means whether you're taking a probiotic food, such as sauerkraut or kimchi, or whether you're taking probiotic pills. Also, your diet is closely linked, and to improve your gut, they're saying to eat these specific foods, like the fermented foods that I just mentioned. Kefir is another good one, especially you can find raw kefir now in most of the health food stores. Kimchi from Korea, that's a very spicy sauerkraut cabbage. Miso soup, tempeh, sauerkraut, yogurt, and I like the new yogurt that's made from coconut milk, and these are all full of probiotics. And the more probiotics that you have in your gut, the more you're going to actually heal the lining of the gut. So these become really beneficial bacteria that can improve your gut health. Another one is the sulfur-bearing foods like garlic and onions and shallots, and they all have very strong immune system-enhancing properties. And then, again, the high-fiber foods can really help heal and push toxins out of the intestinal tract. And even foods like asparagus and bananas and berries, and then leeks and kale and green leafy lettuces and broccoli and Brussels sprouts. So all of these are really high-grade ways to eliminate the threat of autoimmune diseases. So heed some of that advice. Gluten and GMO. Now, it's very difficult to avoid today's GMO foods, because even whole foods, which used to pride itself that nothing in the store would be genetically modified. Now they actually have a lot of foods that are genetically modified, and it's very difficult to understand because the labeling is so off. It almost, Fred, you were even mentioning what the label looked like, that it was a real healthy looking.
Yes, they did a new, the FDA did a new labeling, and it looks like a little sun with a plant.
Super healthy. Grown.
Yes.
Naturally, super healthy. Yes. Don't worry about it. And it's just the exact opposite. Do as much as you can to avoid the genetically modified. The other thing that you, again, want to avoid as much as possible is the pesticide, herbicide, fungicide laden foods. Eat organic as much as possible, because when you eat those foods, a number of things happen. One is they act as estrogen, and so we now know that all of these estrogenic effects in the body increase your risk of autoimmune diseases and cancer. The other thing is your body has to get rid of these toxins. Food itself becomes the toxic material. This is what we really want to be careful of. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. 833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio.
Good morning. You've got Vince and Al. What's happening?
We've got both of you online today. That's like a treat. Both of them are expert in herbs. Al, master herbalist. I've known them for many, many years. And not only are they good friends, but I would consider them colleagues and very knowledgeable in what they do. So what's new, guys? Thank you for joining me.
I wanted to share with you that I sent on your message. doTERRA just purchased 10,000 acres of sacred land on the island of Kona, and this is sacred land that's been in one family for since the 1800s, 1863. doTERRA was able to come in because of their interest in the sandalwood trees. They purchased from the governor of Hawaii all the dead sandalwood trees on the island of Kona. We're now the second largest industry in Hawaii next to the pineapple that Dole does. doTERRA has now created an industry of harvesting the dead sandalwood trees there. They're also planting, and I sent you a little video of me planting some sandalwood trees in Hawaii, and it's an amazing project. Each tree will be coated and a small little chip put on them so that we can manage that for the next 30 to 50 years, the growth of these sandalwood trees. So there are some amazing things happening.
I've seen photos of those areas where before they were just doing nothing with those sandalwood trees. They were letting them just go in the fields. Now, because of the interest in sandalwood, like you say, on Kona, I figured at some point it's going to be something so valuable. doTERRA, so they purchased it so that we know that they're going to handle the land wisely and what we would consider in an appropriate manner, to make sure that that sandalwood stays viable. And the new trees, that's amazing.
This sacred ground, we had to make agreements with the government that we would not develop or build any buildings on 9,000 of the 10,000 acres. So only 1,000 acres can we put our distilleries, you know, and of course outbuildings and parking and things like that, but the other 9,000 acres have to remain sacred land. This land right now is so hard that you have to bring in tractors with grinders just to get down underneath the lava bed to plant the trees.
And now I'm glad that finally it's going to be processed into very high-grade sandalwood. I've always loved the smell of sandalwood. And yet there's a lot of medicinal properties to sandalwood. What are some of the things that the sandalwood are used for in the oils?
Well, most of the strength and the power of the santanols in sandalwood is used for degenerative health problems. And so you're going to find them to be very, very important in the future of your typical degenerative health challenges that people are facing daily.
Can it be taken internally? Again, doTERRA's products. I don't know about other companies.
Yes, because this is a Hawaiian sandalwood, because as you know, there are other countries, New Zealand and other countries, that harvest sandalwood. But this particular Hawaiian is an edible, completely safe product yet. And so it's very, very pure, among the purest of all the santanols on the planet. And so, yes, it's going to be used internally.
I know you can see incense everywhere, sandalwood incense. I mean, that's got to be universal. So I'm really glad that doTERRA is taking an active role in now it's going to be preserved, and that sacred land will be preserved. That's really cool. Al, how long does it take from planting before you can actually harvest some of the wood for sandalwood?
30 years. Perhaps my children or grandchildren can see the benefits of. And the trees that are laying in Hawaii and Kona today are 50 to 80 years old, and they're only 2 feet in diameter. So it takes a long time to grow a sandalwood tree. And as you know, it has a dark wood center and a light wood outer skin. So we're only harvesting the dark wood. We have to pick them up by helicopter, bring them to a chopping center and chop them up, and take that first 2 inches off to get to the dark wood, and that's what we grind up in grinders that make into the oil.
Wow. It almost sounds like, a brewery or a winery where it takes years before, once you get the tree to process it, you know, or some of these things that take so many years beforehand. And, you have to think of it. That's generations of farmers, and they're not planting for what they're going to be using in their lifetime. They're planting for what will be used in generations to come. So there has to be a certain mental attitude where you're looking and looking to the future of that. And I really appreciate doTERRA saving that.
Do you realize that today we have trees like arborvitae, the tree of life, that's 800 years old before we're harvesting the an arborvitae tree in the Pacific Northwest.
Wow. And I know ginkgo biloba, that's a tree that can be 1,000, 1,500 years old. And so some of these trees are outrageous. Mother Nature is just something unique. And, you know, the divinity of how things grow and what's available for us to be able to utilize in our own health care, that it's just such a wonderful thing to be part of. You know, naturopathy, of course, shines in the fact that everything we use is natural. So I really love hearing about all of the things that doTERRA is doing. So I thank you guys so much for calling. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. And I want to say thank you both to Vince and Al Garcia, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Good morning. Are you listening only? Do you have a question this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Ben-Joseph. I have a question. Recently, I've been having a pain on my toe, and I think I have gout. And now I think I'm getting flare-ups again for gout. What can I do for that?
That's a good question. And what it can be, especially if you've been on a health program for a while, you've opened up some old tissue and allow those uric acids to be dumped out of the body and to be eliminated from the body. So sometimes you have those side effects as what we call an elimination. There's an herb, safflower. Now, not safflower oil, but safflower, the plant, the herb, is very effective for gout, and especially gout pains. The other thing is magnesium, taking the mineral magnesium, or also the herb hydrangea. And the other thing is to drink maybe some lemon juice and water, and that can really make a difference. And maybe one of the easier things is for 1 day to 2 days, eat as much raw fruits and vegetables as possible, almost a 90% raw diet for 1 to 2 days, because that's going to help thin out the blood a little bit and expand the blood vessels so that you can get rid of those little uric acid crystals. When you look at those under a microscope, they look like broken glass with little spikes on them, and that's the pain that you feel because they get embedded in the tissue. And one of the things you can do is, if you can handle it, is to actually massage the area and just hold the pressure on it. Don't rub it back and forth, but just find the most painful spot and hold a pressure. Oftentimes you can break those crystals down and then allow the blood circulation to flush those away. But again, if you want to get rid of the pain very quickly, for today anyway, drink a lot of lemon juice and water. Eat just a lot of fresh fruit, especially pomegranates. That may really make a big difference in getting rid of that. Magnets sometimes can help, and that increases the circulation in your feet. So sometimes you can put a magnet in the soles of your shoes and wear them, and that could actually help wash those away. Thank you so much for being a listener and calling.
What would you recommend for cognitive recall?
Oh, cognitive recall, that's in essence memory. Some of the things that you can do externally is one of the best things you can take is fish oil. And fish oil and the herb ginkgo biloba, both of those can enhance brain function. Ginkgo biloba is an herb that will increase the blood supply to the brain. And fish oil has DHA and EPA, and both of those chemicals will really make a difference in the brain and neurotransmitters. And then externally, of course, exercise is going to be one of the best. Now, the best form of exercise is called LIVO2. That's an exercise using very high amounts of oxygen, and how that can increase brain function. It decreases almost every known disease because we are oxygen beings, and sometimes the tissue becomes what's called hypoxic. And when that happens, tissue will swell up and fluid builds up in the cells, and the mitochondria in the cells actually suffer and don't take up enough oxygen. So that's going to be very effective. And then there's another treatment that's extremely beneficial for almost any known disease, and that was developed by Dr. Bob Beck. And Dr. Bob Beck's protocols, the electrification of the blood or the magnetic pulse stimulator. So as an example for the gout, if you had a magnetic pulse stimulator, you'd put that magnetic pulsing right there at the big toe, and you would pulse for at least a 20-minute cycle. That really becomes effective. And that also is very effective for cognitive. They found that magnetic pulsing in the brain actually improves cognitive function, decreases the symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia. So there are a number of treatments that you can do. Bob Beck processors are available. You can buy those from SOTA Instrument Company, and that would be SOTA.com. And you can go there and actually purchase the Bob Beck instrument and use that to help fight disease of almost any kind. because not only do we use oxygen, but we're electrical beings, and using electricity now can enhance health. And it's the same way using the galvanic stim or the electrodermal response, as along with the galvanic stim response. Those are electrical techniques now using machinery external. So very, very good techniques to include cognitive function. Also, learning to control your breathing, slowing down the breathing so that you decrease adrenal cortex and cortisols, because it's that cortisol that can cause you to activate the limbic part of your brain, but the deactivates the frontal lobe of the brain, which is where your memory is stored. So learning to control your breath becomes really paramount. Let me go now, if I can. There's some of the most effective foods against hypertension. Hypertension is one of those silent killers, and it's a dangerous condition. Oftentimes, you really don't have any symptoms. But hypertension affects 1 in 3 American adults, and only a portion of those that are affected have been diagnosed and able to maintain their blood pressure. So people who suffer from the condition don't realize sometimes that they even have it until they find a much bigger condition. Things like a heart attack or a stroke or an aneurysm or kidney disease or almost any kind of diseases that affect the circulatory system. So there's, of course, a lot of conventional medicine for hypertension, and they have a lot of side effects. So patients, if you can, we like to find things that can actually help alleviate hypertension. There are some foods that can really make a difference. Nuts and seeds, almonds and walnuts and cashews, they're great sources of magnesium, which is an essential mineral that can really help maintain the role of healthy blood pressure. And there's been studies done on measuring the amount of magnesium in the blood, and the higher the magnesium, the better the hypertension and the better the circulatory system. This mineral significantly improves hypertension. Almonds can also boost your mood by increasing serotonin levels. And when you increase serotonin and your mood is better and you're not stressed out and producing cortisol, again, your blood pressure is going to become better. Turmeric, of course, a spice from India, it's that yellow spice. One of the good things it does for blood pressure is it increases nitric oxide in the blood, so a vasodilator. Then kale. Kale is one of these greens that have been talked about against cancer quite a bit. It has a very high amount of vitamin C. Again, it's also very high in potassium. Vitamin C and potassium both help control circulation. So kale. And another one I talked about is the omega-3 fish oils, especially from wild fish like wild salmon or sardines or mackerel or herring. All of these can really help with lowering inflammation. Of course, there's studies that have been done in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Sciences about garlic. Eating garlic daily for 6 months significantly improves blood pressure. And so, again, these are external. Pomegranates are rich in antioxidant compounds called tannins and anthocyanins and ellagic acid, and they're known for their very high antioxidant property. And also they can lower bad cholesterol. They improve the elasticity of your blood vessels. Then there's a natural sweetener called stevia. It contains steviosides. They can actually significantly lower blood pressure. So it takes it a while to use that. Stevia is a nice sweetener that you can use in your tea or coffees. And then the last thing is beetroot. And beetroot also contains high amounts of nitric oxide and can really make a difference. Athletes are now using beetroot and beet juice because it improves the oxygen uptake. Now, these are all external things to control blood pressure, but there are some natural techniques that if you're having a high blood pressure spiking, as an example, that you can do a technique right now within 6 minutes will lower your blood pressure down 30 points. It's a technique of controlling your breathing. It actually enhances the parasympathetic sympathetic nervous system. It decreases the cortisol, and they've known that when you can slow down your breathing, and again, the technique is you lower your breathing rate to 6 breaths per minute. That means you inhale to the count of 5, exhale to the count of 5, so 1 breath becomes 10 seconds. And when you do that, that means you're breathing to 6 seconds per minute. So inhaling very slowly to the count of 5, exhaling very slowly to the count of 5. And when you do that for 3 minutes and you're in a relaxed state, you'll find that within 3 to 6 minutes, your blood pressure is almost going back to normal. And when you start doing that technique every day, you'll find that that actually can reverse hypertension and reverse the effects of too much cortisol. So that is a technique I've taught for years and years. And again, it's one of the first breathing techniques that you learn, and it's a very easy technique. You inhale 5, exhale 5, and you do that for 3 to 6 minutes, and you'll find your blood pressure goes back to normal. And again, thank you for joining us, and this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. One of the things I forgot to mention that's also for brain enhancement, and I mentioned before when I was talking about Dr. Bob Beck, and Dr. Bob Beck also has a machine called a brain tuner, and that also is a an electrical device that's very passive. You just put it on, and it'll actually enhance the brain function and return the brain function to normal harmony, improving serotonin uptake and actually improving how the brain produces alpha waves at higher amplitude. So it really makes a difference. So Bob Beck's a brain tuner. I see a question that was online. What can you do for someone with osteoporosis? Well, as I was going through articles that I was going to talk about this morning, there was one that I picked up that actually had to do with how do you prevent osteoporosis and also improve bone health. And improving bone health and avoiding osteoporosis may be a lot easier than we once thought it was. In fact, bone density could be as simple as eating more dried plums or prunes. And there's around 8 million women, and again, that many men that experience osteoporosis. That's a deterioration of bone health, especially during menopause and aging. Sometimes, again, when women have hysterectomies and hormone disruptions. There is, again, both men and women experience osteoporosis. Well, there was a study at the Florida State University and the Oklahoma State Universities, and researchers tested postmenopausal women in two groups for over a year. In one group, they had women eat the equivalent of about 10 prunes, dried prunes, in the form of about 100 grams per day, while the other group consumed the equivalent amount of dried apples. They also received some calcium and vitamin D, and at the end of the study, the dried plums or prunes was found to actually have a higher bone density in both the spine and the forearms and all the bones tested. So Florida State professor researcher Barbara Anjumandi also tested other fruits, including dates and figs and raisins and strawberries, for their veracity in improving bone health. However, nothing came close to the effectiveness of improving bone density as eating dried plums. And again, dried plums are called prunes. And a lot of times, you know, prunes can be a phenomenal way to improve bowel health. Both men and women are at risk, and so it's a very easy thing to eat, just eating some dried prunes. And one of the things that you can do also is take those prunes and rehydrate them, put them in a little saucer, add some good water, so it's about an inch that covers the prunes, let it sit for 4 hours, and then drink that water and eat those prunes. And you'll find that your bowels change. They become really, it's a phenomenal high fiber. And all this research was published in the British Journal of Nutrition. Prunes are just packed with antioxidants. They can help also, aside from just bone health, help regulate the immune system and also regulate cholesterol levels. They help prevent obesity. They improve cardiovascular health. They can boost the immune system. And they're also effective in regulating the electrolyte balance in the blood, cognitive health, nervous system functioning, skin health, blood clotting. So dried prunes can actually provide relief and protection from influenza, indigestion, anxiety. Prunes are considered a superfood. And this came out in the Science Daily in one of their releases, and in the journal PLOS. Prunes, something very easily to add to your diet. Also, of course, exercise is going to be one of the best, especially weight-bearing type of exercise. Walking is very good, especially walking and holding a pound of weight in each hand. Or you can actually get ankle weights, a pound in each ankle, or get a walking weight vest. And when you walk, you can walk about 15 minutes, but you would walk doing 30 seconds fast and a minute and a half slow, 30 seconds fast and a minute and a half slow. So that can really help to improve bone density, and it'll also improve heart function, lung function. And instead of just walking at a straight pace, you're doing fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. And that's, again, called high-intensity training. They're finding that that's the way to really improve heart function and lung function. So it was a great question. It's a way to help reverse osteoporosis. So you're going to find one thing that's very universal is that when I talk about anti-inflammatory foods or foods for the Mediterranean diet or foods that reduce your hypertension or foods that reduce stroke, you're going to see a similarity. They're all the healthy foods that we talk about. And I hope as you listen, you can kind of get that these same foods, all of it ties together. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us at Natural Solutions Radio. The four reasons not to get the flu shot. And this is one of the vaccines that we really think don't work. And it's one of the worst, but this is the time where they're going to really start pushing you to get the flu vaccine. Some businesses even require it. But number one, there is no evidence that the flu shots actually work. There's no double-blind studies. There's no studies anywhere to show you that the flu shot for influenza, there's no evidence that it actually works. So there's actually evidence that it can cause a lot of harm. There has been no controlled trials ever done to demonstrate the decrease in influenza after taking the vaccination. Number two is these vaccines have not been proven to be safe. There's no evidence anywhere that the flu shot works. And again, there's no evidence that the flu shot is safe at all. Even the insert declares a safety and effectiveness in pediatric patients has not been established. Also, is it worth the risk? Number three, the flu shot carries dangerous toxic adjuvants, mercury and formaldehyde, and it's just really crazy some of the things that are added to the vaccines, especially mercury, at higher parts than the Environmental Protection Agency allows for water. Number four, the flu shot has dangerous side effects. The vaccines list several disturbing side effects reported on previous users: eye and chest pain, arthritis, dizziness, seizures, convulsions, Guillain-Barré syndrome, cranial nerve and limb paralysis, partial facial paralysis, swelling of the brain. So instead, what you can do is take lots of organic fruits and vegetables, drink pure, good, clean water, filtered water, increase your intake of good vitamins, vitamin D. Make sure your vitamin D level is up to at least 75. Take zinc, and you can get zinc lozenges, turmeric, and all of the reishi mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, and of course, vitamin C. So these are the things you can do to increase your health, and I think you'll be quite pleased. Instead of taking the vaccine, just go ahead and make sure you're taking your vitamin D. A new study came out that exposure to the blue light from mobile phones can actually lead to macular degeneration. For the youth of today, they're just staring at these blue screens or their iPads and cell phones constantly. Well, they now find that there's the blue light can be cancer-causing effects of the cell phone radiation. The University of Toledo was a leader in the study of blue light and macular degeneration. So they're saying that this increase in the blue light is causing all kinds of immune system problems and everything else. So they talk about the cornea of the eye doesn't get a lot of oxygen, and the blue light can actually decrease what's happening in the natural functions of the eye. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining the body systems is foreign to the thinking of modern medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. And today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally, etc. Check it out, healthnaturallyetc.com. and primelongevity.com. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you all next week.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.